Okay, we're on the Redemptive Names of God class, and we're going to be starting on page 30, which is Jehovah Shammah. Page 30. What I'm going to do tonight is get through the next two names of God. So we're going to do kind of a quick overview of this one and then spend the majority of our time on the last one. This one, Jehovah Shammah, means the Lord is present. And I'll tell you what, you know, when you think of the names of God being redemptive names, to me there's none better than to hear that God is present, that He is with us. I think it's the heart that Jesus Christ had when He, you know, sent us out on the Great Commission. He said, "I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." God's presence is what we need in our lives constantly. But what I just want to do is just kind of do a quick overview of this, because you're going to see that all through history, it's been God's desire to have His presence with us, to be in fellowship with mankind. And it starts off with the book of Genesis down there, about two-thirds of the way down, when the Lord used to walk with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. I mean, can you imagine what that was like, you know, for just to be there in the garden and doing your work, and then sometime during the day the Lord just comes down and says, "Hey, I'm going to walk with you guys for a while." And, you know, fellowship or whatever. I mean, who knows what went on there? But just to have God be so interested in these two creations that He's wanting to come and spend time with them. You know, we talk a lot about how, you know, we struggle sometimes to want to spend time in prayer and to draw close to Him, but you just need to see the other side of that, is that He wants to spend time with us. He tells us, actually, "Draw near to me and I will draw near to you." There's this desire in God's heart to be close to us, to have His presence near to us. And to me, it's amazing that God has that kind of a heart. Of all the things in the universe that He could focus His attention upon, I mean, He looked at this little speck of earth in all the cosmos, and even the smaller specks of us human beings, and He says, "I just want to spend time with you guys." It just raises up our value as people. You know, if you have a low self-esteem or you struggle with that, you need to realize that the God of the universe wants to spend time with you. You know, what would you do if like some famous movie star or president sent you a letter and said, "Hey, I'm coming to Alliance and I want to spend time with you while I'm there"? You know, we would think, "Wow, I must be really special that this person would take out of his busy schedule just to come and be with me." Well, we're talking about God here. He wants to be with us. And I'll tell you what, that I didn't read it, but the one above there in Exodus 33 is really one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. And I think I'll comment on that just a minute, but Exodus 33:11, where the Lord would speak to Moses face to face as one speaks to a friend. And Moses would return to the camp, but his young aide Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent. And Moses said to the Lord, "You've been telling me, 'Lead these people,' but you've not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, 'I know you by name, and you have found favor with me.' And he says, 'If you are pleased with me, teach me your way, so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people.' And the Lord's answer was simply this: 'My presence will go with you.'" And that really, to me, it kind of defines part of God's heart in teaching us. You know, we're the kind of people that like to know, "Hey, Lord, if I have found favor, teach me your ways. I want to gain this knowledge." And He's saying this teaching is really found in the journey. "My presence will go with you." That's really all you need. You know, if you want to sit down and sit down in a schoolroom somewhere and try to study my ways, that's one thing. But I just want you to know that my presence will be there. You know, when you need an answer tomorrow afternoon, my presence will be there. And when you run up against a conflict over here, my presence will be there. And I think that's really God's God's message to all of us is that I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. And so as we go out and do the work of the Lord, whatever that is for us as individuals, just be confident that the Lord is with you. And He can give you everything you need. You know, like the message we heard yesterday about when they were walking up to the Gate Beautiful, and here was this man who had a need. Well, the Holy Spirit was there to prompt him and lead him to call this man out, and he received a healing. And we've just got to have the confidence that no matter where we find ourselves in our life, that God's presence will be there, giving us direction, giving us wisdom, giving us faith, giving us confidence, reminding us of His Word, whatever it is we need. And I love that God. I love that God's presence goes with us through our life. You'll see down at the bottom of the page that God's presence was there in Moses' tabernacle. It says the cloud settled and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Next page, you'll see that the next kind of big stage revealed in Scripture is the tabernacle or the Temple of Solomon. And God's presence came there. You know, the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The priest couldn't even stand to minister because God's presence was there. He always wanted to have a place where His presence could be, so He could be with His people. Jesus tabernacled among us in John 1, verse 14. It's an interesting Greek word where it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. It means He tabernacled here. It's almost like His body was a tent. His body was a tabernacle. And in that was Emmanuel, God with us. And so God came as a human, in a human form, to be with us. And He called us to walk with Him. You know, Jesus walked along the sea and He called men to come and follow Me. He said He chose these 12 that they might be with Him. There's that idea of God's presence. Now, the really interesting thing is that He lives inside of us. We're now the temple. You know, you look at, if you read back there and you see all the different things that were involved in the tabernacle and Temple of Solomon and so forth, those were all pictures of Jesus Christ and His presence with us. But now, God does this thing where He says, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And when you understand God's holiness and His presence and His perfection and His beauty, And His power and all these attributes of God, He's saying, now reside within you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. This should impact our lives in a way that moves us to be a holy vessel. And that's kind of the teaching He goes through in 1 Corinthians and in 2 Corinthians and even in Ephesians, about us being holy as a temple of the Lord. And then in Ephesians 2:19, it talks about we collectively or corporately as the body of Christ are the temple. And then we see in the end the new city, New Jerusalem, the holy city coming down, and God's presence is there. His presence will be there. The Lamb will be the sun. There's no need for the sun, no need for light, because the Lamb Himself will be the light. And it's God's presence. And it says there, God Himself. You see the second part of the last part of the paragraph in Revelation 21, verse 2 and 3? God Himself will be with them and be their God. And that's kind of the culmination. You know, God was with them in Genesis in the garden. Through our sin, we broke that fellowship, destroyed that thing, and God brought, at times through history, His presence back. Calling us to holiness, calling us to be with Him, calling us into His presence, showing us what it's like to be in fellowship with Him through the tabernacle, through the temple, through the life of Christ, now Him actually living inside of us, changing us, and then ultimately the New Jerusalem, where His presence will be with us again. And here's just a few scriptures about the Lord promising to never leave us or forsake us. In Matthew 28, verse 18, it's in that mission we have to go and make disciples. So you think about it, when you go out and share the gospel, a lot of times it's, for some people, it is a fearful thing. You're afraid, you're not sure if I'm going to say the right thing. Maybe you feel intimidated. But for whatever reason, sometimes we back away from sharing the gospel. We need to realize that in our going, Jesus is with us. Just like he told Moses, my presence will go with you. Jesus told his disciples, when you're called up before the magistrates, don't even worry about what you'll say at that time, because my spirit will give you the words to say. And we've got to have that same confidence that when we go out and we're prepared through our prayer and through our study of the word, we're just people filled with good things. And we go out and we say, Lord, use me today. Use me to speak to somebody. Use me to encourage somebody. Use me to share the gospel. And in that moment, because he is with us and he lives inside of me, he'll give me everything I need to speak to these people. It's not about us. It's not about my wisdom. The scriptures I know, it's about him and our being able to yield to him. And he said, I will be with you always, even until the end of the age. So I hope that if you have fear about that aspect of Christianity, that you would just step into it, trusting that God will be with you and give you words to say, even in that moment. In Hebrews 13, he says, I will never leave you or forsake you. And here he's actually talking about God providing for us. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? He says, keep yourselves free from the love of money. Be content with what you have, because I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. I'm going to take care of you. So he's saying, don't have this fear in your life about being taken care of financially. God is with you. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? We've read earlier many times about Psalm 23. He is with us in the darkest valley. I will fear no evil. Your rod and your staff comfort me. In Daniel, I love the story there about the guys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, thrown into the fiery furnace. Who was there? The presence of God. He said, I see a fourth one looking like the Son of God. Well, that was the Lord. I believe it was Jesus. He said, boys, everything's fine here because I'm with you. My presence is here. And we have Isaiah 43, which talked about when you pass through the waters or pass through the fire, I will be with you. That's one of Caitlin's favorite scriptures. And she shared her testimony about when the Lord really spoke to her, and it really blessed me to hear that, because it's a great scripture, and it brings such a comfort to know that whatever I'm going through, waters or fire, he will be with me, and he will watch over me. His presence will be there. And then finally, you can see this Psalm 46, 1 through 11. I've underlined a number of different places where the Lord promised his presence. So why don't we read that together, and then we're going to look into this next section called The Lord is Our Sanctifier. It says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. I like that because you know the best time to have help? Presently. When you're in trouble, presently is when you need the help. So it's like, he's an ever-present help in time of trouble. I love that about the Lord. It was good that he showed up when they were in the fiery furnace. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fail. God will help her at the break of day. You know, when Rayo was sharing earlier about the suffering, it's understanding that God's presence is with us is one of the things that enables us to go through suffering. I mean, think of the story of Stephen. He's there being stoned, I mean, literally in the midst of dying. He looks up. What does he see? Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. And in that moment, I'm sure he was comforted and encouraged, and he was able to actually reach out to these people and say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Because there was something about the presence of God that was there in the midst of his trouble that sustained him. Did he die? Yeah, he died. But the Lord was with him. Jesus said, don't be afraid of those who can take your life. be afraid of those who can take your body and soul forever into hell. And so we fear God. And we know His presence is with us, no matter what. God will help her at break of day. Verse 7. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations He's brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. Isn't that amazing that He says that in the middle of this discussion about warfare? Breaking the bow, shattering the spear, burning the shield. You think there's a lot of commotion going on, but He's saying in the middle of that, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. So one of these redemptive names of God is Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is with us. It's been His heart from the beginning of creation. And it will end with us being in His presence forever. And in the meantime, while we're still on the earth, working through the process of redemption, He is still with us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's with us in the mission. He's with us in providing for our needs. He's with us in suffering. He's with us as a shepherd. He's with us in the midst of battle. I mean, He is always there, an ever-present help in time of trouble. So I want to encourage you, no matter what you go through in life, no matter what your current situation is, you have Jehovah Shammah on your side.